CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
Right now in KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, we're learning the cause of a 150-acre fire near Watsonville, how Cal Fire says that blaze started. San Jose has some of the strictest water conservation rules in the Bay Area. Now the San Jose Water Company is threatening to hit customers who waste water in the wallet. Some counties in the Bay Area are easing masking requirements. We're hearing from businesses about what this means for them. Good morning. It is Saturday, October 16th. I'm Devin Feely. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with meteorologist Darren Peck.
It's going to be a split weekend, Devin. Today is going to be warm and sunny. Tomorrow it's going to rain. It's not going to rain a lot tomorrow, but rain will be the focus of the forecast for Sunday. Light showers moving in the second half of the day, but not today. Saturday we start out, it's relatively warm. It's 53 in Oakland, 55 in the city, and a cool 43 in Santa Rosa, those cool North Bay valleys to start the morning. But if you look at where we're going for daytime highs today, 4 degrees shy of 90 for inland valleys, mid to upper 80s there. We'll be in the low 80s in the Bay. That's how you know it's a warm October. Sunny Saturday. It's a great weekend, actually, for the first half. I'll see you with the rest of the forecast in a few minutes. Devin, back over to you.
Cal Fire admits that they lost control of a prescribed burn on the edge of the Santa Cruz Mountains. That fire jumped containment lines and grew to 150 acres and forced evacuations in the area. The Estrada Fire is in a heavily forested area north and west of Watsonville. It began a little before 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Now, firefighters were already in place because they had been conducting an intentional burn since 8 a.m. Now, people who live in that area were forced to leave their homes. Cal Fire says the crews have surrounded the fire with retardant and will continue to strengthen control lines. For the latest information on the size of that fire, containment, and evacuation zones, you can head to our website, kpix.com. San Jose has some of the toughest water conservation measures of any major city in the state, and now some South Bay residents who exceed their limits will be hit with a fine. Kit Doe reports.
It's been 4 months since San Jose Water asked their customers to cut back, but appealing to their conscience is not working. And so now San Jose Water is going after their wallets.
I think people should be aware that there's great reason for concern.
Leanne Walborski with San Jose Water says the company back in June asked for a voluntary cutback of 15%, represented by the green line. San Jose Water did see a steady decline, but customers missed the target. 1% in June, 6% in July, and 8% in August.
You guys disappointed?
I mean, I think it's very hard to get people to, you know, completely change their behavior, but I think we made progress. So we wish it had been more, but we encourage people to continue their conservation.
The proposed residential water budget means customers must get their use down to 15% below 2019 levels. Any customers who exceed that usage target will be hit with a $7.13 surcharge per unit. A unit is 100 cubic feet of water or 748 gallons. This is the second year of the drought. Last winter, San Jose had its lowest amount of rainfall in recorded history, about a third of normal.
It's hard to imagine that people don't understand the severity of the drought. Please conserve. Please follow the regulations we've set up. We all are in this together. We don't know what Mother Nature will bring this winter.
No, have you looked at your water bill? It's pretty darn expensive, right, already.
Homeowner James Baker is not sure a penalty will be a deterrent.
$7, is that enough of a penalty? We'll see whether that changes people's behavior. I don't know. We'll see. It may or may not.
The surcharge could take effect as soon as mid-November. Now, to a wild chain of events in Oakland, a resident got a big scare when a car being chased by police plowed into an AC transit bus, pushing that bus into his home. As KPIX5's Andrea Nakano explains, that crash left him stranded inside of his home for hours.
Luckily, the homeowner wasn't hurt, but he was inside his home here at the time of the crash. He says he was upstairs, and tonight he details the moment the bus came crashing into his home.
I'm looking at everybody. I can read your lips, and everybody calling my name and thing, and I'm saying, hey, I'm up here, and nobody can hear me.
Daryl Mashack tried to get people's attention after this AC transit bus came to a stop in his living room. Mashack is a disabled Vietnam veteran bound to a wheelchair. After the initial shock, he knew he was okay and turned his focus to the bus driver.
Because of the sheetrock and stuff that's on the wall, I could not see inside of the bus. But I could hear this man.
and the moan was very painful.
He called 911 right away, but got a busy signal the first two times. Third time was a charm as he got through to dispatchers, but by then, officers were already on the scene. At that point, Meshack knew this was more than just a crash.
I said, okay, this had to be a chase because too many things have happened in this neighborhood where it takes 10 to 15 minutes for an officer to get here. They're here in less than 3 minutes.
The California Highway Patrol confirms the silver Toyota involved is a stolen car. According to AC Transit, the car ran a red light, striking the bus, causing it to veer off the road. Two people on the bus and the driver complained of minor injuries, and the four in the Toyota were injured as well.
This is not the first time his house has been hit by a car. This corner, it's just a magnet for accidents.
A neighbor of Daryl's was on the bus at the time of the crash. She was taken to the hospital with head injuries. In Oakland, Andrea Nakano, KPIX 5.
A San Francisco man who went missing while kayaking in Lake County has been found dead. Authorities say that Dylan Flanagan went missing on Sunday night. He was reportedly staying with some friends in Clear Lake to celebrate his birthday and a recent job promotion. Search crews found his body Thursday along the lake's shoreline. An autopsy is scheduled for next week. A Marin County judge slammed state prison officials for what led up to a deadly COVID-19 outbreak at San Quentin. That judge tentatively ruled that state prison officials acted with, quote, deliberate indifference when they transferred infected inmates from a Southern California prison to San Quentin. The judge wrote that prison officials, quote, ignored virtually every safety measure. Now, after that transfer in May of 2020, 75% of San Quentin inmates ended up testing positive for COVID. That outbreak led to the deaths of 28 inmates and a corrections officer. Now to a live look from Berkeley, we're showing vaccine proof is a requirement. The mandate applies to employees and patrons at adult care facilities, healthcare workers, pharmacies, and public and private child care sites. A live look at downtown San Francisco last night was the first for rollbacks on mask restrictions in both San Francisco and Marin counties. But the new rules won't apply everywhere that you go. Those rollbacks are meant for places where the same group of fully vaccinated people gather, including offices, college classes, in gyms. However, you still have to mask up in bars and restaurants. Businesses are hoping that those new rules will help them keep their doors open. In Novato, some like it hot yoga has been down more than 50%. Many customers are reluctant to wear a mask during yoga in almost 100 degree temperatures. Now the owner is thrilled about being able to shed the mask in her studio.
It means the world. It means the world to our business, to our students, the way that their confidence is going to finally be backed up by science, right? We finally reached the herd immunity that we needed to reach. We really need it. We really need the people to come back. I need it to survive and to thrive.
Now to the state capitol. California pumped over $116 million into its COVID vaccine lottery, but did it actually work? One study says no. Economists pored over vaccine records in 19 states that entered people into cash drawings for being vaccinated. They found that there was zero difference in vaccination rates in states that held lotteries compared to those who didn't. The study was published in a health forum. Now, one researcher says that the takeaway is that it's time to move on from vaccine lotteries. Thousands of employees across the U.S. are on strike this morning, pushing for better wages and working conditions. More than 10,000 UAW members at John Deere plants walked off the job. They joined some 1,400 Kellogg employees, while about 24,000 healthcare workers with Kaiser Permanente authorized to strike earlier this week. And on Monday, Hollywood production could shut down on many film and TV sets. A union representing 60,000 crew members is preparing for a potential work stoppage. We are learning that Shell Oil has been slapped with a penalty for dozens of environmental violations at its Martinez refinery that it once operated. Shell has agreed to pay air quality regulators $433,000 in penalties. The refinery amassed 44 violations between 2017 and 2019 for emitting excessive amounts of pollutants. Now, studies show that those pollutants can cause long-term health problems.